Last time out, you said you were about half and half with your fastballs. Today, it looked like it was a struggle early as well with those.
In the second inning, lost it just for a couple hitters, but I thought I was pretty good with it after that, getting ahead of guys. I was more aggressive with my other stuff, so that helped.
What can you do to get it back when you feel like you lose it for a little bit?
It's different things. A lot of the time, I'm going too quick, but today I felt like I was maybe a little too slow, so just trying to be a little more aggressive, I think. And with the other stuff, too, I was missing with everything that for those couple batters there in the second, and I just went back and was more aggressive.
I had you, and I'm sure I missed a couple, but I had your 58 pitches through five innings, which is a great total for you, and you were so thrilled about the 33-3 before.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that I set out to do, was to improve my pitches per inning and go deeper in games. And, that's definitely encouraging. I had to go down to the bullpen and throw 15 more to get my pitch count up, so it's great.
The manager is saying that you're showing that you're no longer a thrower, you're a pitcher. Is that how you believe that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm thinking through at-bats and watching the way they're reacting to the balls and, calling a little bit of my own game, shaking to pitches. And, I almost had a double play ball if it wasn't one of the fastest guys, in the league down the line. So, all positives.
Is there any change in your last 10 days preparation, knowing that you and Ricky are a solid 1-2 going into the season? Any personal change in your preparation?
No. I'm just going to continue doing things the way I've been going. I've been training hard, preparing myself for 200 and more innings this year, just to be able to stay strong all the way through. Just follow Ricky's lead. He's an incredibly hard worker, and watch what he does and follow through.
It's only spring training, obviously, but does it still help when you get into a rhythm of a game like that with Cliff Lee throwing well and going quickly too?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you're going back and forth like that, I think it keeps both guys in it. You're not sitting on the bench for too long, tightening up or getting out of rhythm, and that's kind of the way it was going there for a while.